a project that you're not doing because you're in a different class when we started this. So you'll be working on something different, okay?
Okay.
Give me a few minutes to get it figured out, okay?
Okay.
All right. So when you're working on your paper, we're not going to write this intro paragraph until we're done with this, and this. Okay?
Yeah.
Then I'll teach you how to, once you know what your paper's about, then I will teach you how to write this introductory paragraph. Okay? Now, when you're writing your paper, and you're going to tell me about your disease and what the symptoms are, because we had decided in our outline that was good flow, right? You're going to explain to me what it is you're telling me, right? You're going to tell me what the symptoms are of your disease. You're going to tell me what the causes are of your disease. You're going to tell me about the treatments for your disease. That's where you tell me about what you're telling me is in those body paragraphs. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Then you're going to summarize what you've told me. You're not going to regurgitate what you've told me. You're going to summarize what you've told me. Yes, measles are a miserable disease, but most people don't die from them. Okay? That might be a good way to sum it up. Okay? My expectation for you is that every paragraph, and this symbol means paragraph, okay? Every paragraph should have, for this project, 3 to 5 sentences. Now, when you get in junior high and high school, Mrs. Schumacher requires 5 to 6 sentences for a paragraph.
At least.
So, but where we're just beginning, we're beginning writers, I feel that 3 to 5 sentences would be adequate. You can do more, but a minimum of 3 to 5 sentences equals a paragraph. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
What's the maximum amount of sentences?
Would you want run-on paragraphs? Just like you have run-on sentences, you don't want to have a run-on paragraph. Anytime you change topics, you need to put it in a separate paragraph.
So be a paragraph for as long as you need to discuss that topic, because each paragraph is about a main topic, right?
And you'll essentially have a topic sentence in every paragraph, yes?
Yes.
Okay. So we're taking what you've learned in your language class and we're applying it in this project. We're using what you've learned in this project. Okay? When it's all said and done, then we will write that intro paragraph. What am I going to tell you in this paper and why? Now remember, we use those guiding questions when you are doing your research. You had some guiding questions. And of course, Warden, you're going to have to get caught up to everybody else. So if you need to listen to that other lecture, then that's what you need to be doing as well. But not till I'm done with this lecture. Okay, so I have to turn this on real quick so you can see. My guiding questions were, is your disease deadly? Is it treatable? Is it preventable? Can you feel miserable based on the symptoms and bad things you might feel during an illness with this disease? Would you want to get this disease? Why or why not? And if you could prevent this illness, would you want to? Okay, so those are some guiding questions that should direct your research. You should be able to answer these questions when you start your writing. Okay?
Are you going to be presenting this?
No. And hopefully we will have enough time to actually write the paper and print it. That's my goal.
I have a question.
Yes.
Can you read cursive?
I can read cursive.
Okay.
Warden, you look like you have a question. Okay, so do you need to get the headphones and figure out the rest of that lecture where you left off? And then Kylie and Warden, you should have gotten the rest of last Tuesday's lecture. Have you listened to that?
No, but just continue researching, and then once we're done with that.
You probably better listen to that lecture. Okay.
All
right. Let's get you set up, Damien. Say again. Yes. And then listen to the new one. Okay. And I'm going to pause this one because I think we're done talking for a while. Okay. I'm going to show you an example of a research paper. Okay. So this paper, this is one that they type in my textbook in computer skills. Okay. So this paper is about teens going green. This is what your citations will look like. You have the author name, the title of the document, where it was located, what date it was written, and then the URL, and what day you accessed it. Okay? That's complicated. So I'm just asking you, so if I went to this website for my resource, I went to copy and paste, I'm going to just put in here, copy and paste the URL. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I copy and pasted the URL.
What's the URL?
This is a URL. This web address is technically called a URL. Okay. Can't remember what it stands for. But do you see how mine looks like? It's outlook.live.com. I would copy those first 2 to 3 words, and I would say, okay, in this paragraph, that's where I got the idea from it. I'm going to put it in parentheses, and I'm going to put that followed by a parenthesis. That's how the reader knows that you got those ideas from that website. Does that help?
Yeah.
Okay. Yours will look different. It will be just the URL because, like I said, it's too complicated. It is much, much, much too complicated for me to teach in 12 minutes. Okay? So, but I still want you to get the idea that it is a thing. Okay? So now some of you had these ginormous websites, right? So let's see, I'm going to copy this one. If I click it one time, I'll get the whole thing, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So when I come in here, you might have something that's 10 lines long when you're all done. You might have something that long. Does that make sense? Okay. But you'll just use, you know, you'll never have anything that says do google.com because that's not how we do research. You have to have a viable website. Okay. I just copied and pasted a long thing so you'd have an idea of what it might look like. Your question. I want you to save it into that Mrs. Nesbitt 5th and 6th computers folder because this is a computer/health project.
So I can just open.
Yep, on the shared drive, right? You went to the shared drive, Mrs.
This is
Nesbitt?
Just recent, I think. Just click that.
Well, let's go to this PC. Make sure you go to the shared drive.
It's
scroll down.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. Go to Mrs. Nesbitt. 5th and 6th computers.
And save it there.
And you're going to save it in 5th and 6th computers, and you're going to say your disease and the actual paper. You'll be able to find the difference between that and your inspiration because of the icon. You'll get a blue W, whereas inspiration will be the star icon.
Yeah, so I can just save it right here and I'll be good.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Why does the money go on?
Excellent questions. What do you mean it won't let you go on there?
Because
on it.
You'll probably have to copy and paste it.
I did.
But you're asking me that you want to go to that website?
Yeah.
You might have to copy and paste it and then go to your website or go to your here and paste. I just copy and pasted the website that you had been at prior and I took you back to it.
Well, I already had, I was just saying that you were kind of.
Yeah, you can't. It's not the actual followable link. So if you wanted to follow it, you'd have to actually copy and paste it to go to that website. You copy and pasted it from the website to here. You cannot click on it and go back to that website. It's not linked that way. So if you needed to, like, say, so you only have one source, but you need three of them, but say you're like, oh, which one was that? And you can't find it. You could copy and paste it to get back to it.
I don't have three sources.
So you have to have three. You need a minimum of three sources. And I didn't make that up. Guess where I got it? There is, in every teacher's student binder for the school, where it has all the school rules and all the rules that the teachers have to follow, we have a whole section on writing. And I have it marked, and it says writing. And term paper guidelines. And see this? Term paper requirements per grade. And if you go to the fifth grade section, you have, and you won't do this quite because we're not writing a term paper, but I'm taking things off of this. So you're going to have five paragraphs, 5 to 6 paragraphs. Okay? Emphasis is on conventions, word choice, ideas and contents, organization. It can include pictures, at least 3 different media sources, outline of ideas, and then works cited page. Okay? So I didn't make this up. Well, I kind of did. I was involved in this writing process. But there was a number of us. I didn't just pick it out of the air. Okay? So this is not a formal research paper, but it's going to give you the skills so that when you do a research paper, a term paper, you'll have an idea of what's going on. Okay? Yes.
Could you scroll up so I can see how I write?
How you write it?
Yeah, how I write my like name and stuff where it's at the very top.
Oh, here?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, thanks.
Yep. You can do this if you want to.
Where do you put that?
Right there at the beginning. At the very beginning, this is the top of the paper. You haven't learned how to do that, so don't worry about that. But you can put your first and last name, press the enter key, write my name. It's health/computers. And current date, you would write out. So today's date would be May 19, 2022. What do you mean?
I'm going to start my paper.
You got the what out of the dictionary?
Yes.
Okay. So you went to this website?
It's not a website.
Oh, well then you can't document that as a source. But if you went to dictionary.com,
I mean, I think that's what that comes from.
There are some different ones. But if you did that and went to that actual site and typed in scarlet fever.
Ten of rift.
All right. Then you could document that source. Does that make sense? Okay. Yes.
This happened when I went.
So then just push the X. Yep, there you go. Before you start typing, give it a name. Give it a name and a location. The computer can help retrieve it if something happens with the power. There's a storm. It's snowing right now. So when the wind is blowing, oftentimes power lines can collect together and the power will go out. So you'll lose all your stuff. So save and save often. You know, when you're using Google Docs, you don't have to worry about saving. It does it for you. But when you're using Word, you have to save. Save and save often. You wrote a really cool sentence, save, because you can't ever get it back. Well, sometimes you can get it back.
I was typing in Google Docs and the power went out, and I thought I lost it, but I remembered it saved.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, even Word will save every 10 minutes by itself without you telling it to. Mm-hmm. But 10 minutes is a lot of work, especially if you type fast. So maybe you should save every 2 or 3 minutes. I save as often as I don't want to lose something, okay? So if that means every 30 seconds, save. Control-S, it's easy. Control-S, save. Okay, save and save often.
You want me to just start writing my first paragraph and then I'll move my intro paragraph
I want you to write, your first paragraph is going to be this second paragraph.
Wait.
This is your topic sentence for what are the symptoms. We're going to go back in and do this part last. But so you're going to actually start writing your paragraphs about the symptoms. Yes?
So we're just going to start on number two.
We're going to start on number two.
Okay, never mind. Let me go back.
Okay, yes. Good. Did you do all the parts?
Oh, I'll go to the next part.
Yeah.
What do you mean by
no?
That'd be me, Mrs. Nesbitt.
I didn't do that.
Did you do the second one?
Oh, it's not going to let me.
Okay, then just. No.
So this part right here would look like this. I know I'm throwing a lot of stuff at you. Try not to get frustrated. So you could write your first and last name. And then you'll press enter. Then it'll be Mrs. Nesbitt.
I already started on my intro.
Don't do the intro. I just said.
No,
we're going to go straight to symptoms. We're going to talk about that.
First and last name first and all that, and then you start with the...
Yep, because you can go back in and later add another paragraph.
Right, okay.
I'll show you how. Okay? So then we're going to say computers / help. And then the last part would be May 19, 2022. And then we're going to press enter there. And then you're going to have a title. And then we're going to start with paragraph two.
Would you want me to start with symptoms or what it is so that then people...